produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Worship you for the mighty things you do. I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
Good morning. It's August the 3rd. And this is Josie Hopkins, Josie's Inspiration. As I begin to record today, there's so many things that are coming to my mind, going through my mind, and on my mind. And so I just need to first say glory to God for blessings seen and unseen. It's August, but just a few months ago, March, I was under the weather. I was in chemo. I was battling COVID, long COVID, cancer. But God answers prayers. He delivers us. And He always comes when we need Him most. I'm sitting here in my office, and there is a box on my office that I have turned towards me that says, "My grace is all you need." 2 Corinthians 12:9. His grace is all that I needed during the time of the struggles that were happening in my life. And so I'm grateful to know God. I'm grateful to have a Father who delivers us through so many obstacles in our lives. There's another sign on my desk that says perseverance. The greater the obstacle, the more glory in overcoming it. And when I look at that, I think about patience while we wait on God. And so the most challenging circumstances in our lives, as we go through them, we have to remember that God gets the glory in all things. Father God, I just praise you. I thank you. And I glorify your magnificent name for delivering me out of cancer, out of turmoil, out of uncertainty, out of things that I knew I had no control over, but often I sought to try to control them. Lord, you know the desires of my heart, and even as I don't always speak them directly to you, you always bring forth the best that you have for me. You always provide more than I ever could have imagined. And so today, dear Lord, I just give you praise and I thank you for the mighty things that you're doing in my life, in the life of my family, and in our home. Thank you, Lord, for blessings seen and unseen, expected and unexpected. Amen. So, as I start this broadcast today, I said I was sitting in my office. There's so much that I am just grateful for. I'm looking out the window into my first yard, into my yard, and there is a for sale sign. A for sale sign to sell my home. Because going through this most recent cancer diagnosis, it became clear for my husband and I that we needed something different to get us on the next journey, to sustain us for the long haul. And that was to not have a two-story home, but to have a one-story home. So my home here that I have lived in for 39 years and 1 month is going to become the home of someone else, because on Monday I got an offer for the sale of my home, and someone else will now enjoy the beauty, the front porch, the back screened in. They'll enjoy all the gifts that God provided for us 39 plus years ago when we wanted to have our own home. So I just pause, because the greater the obstacle, God's glory shines through. We didn't know 39 years ago if we were going to qualify for a home. You know, we were semi-newlyweds with a new baby girl, Erica. You know, she wasn't quite 3 months old as we began, quite 3 years old as we began the search for a new home. We were living with my father in my mom's home after my mom's passing. And so we needed a home that could not only accommodate my husband and I, but my daughter and my father. And so we came to this plot of dirt, looked at a map of the sites that were being designed for this new community called Greystone Manor. And we purchased and designed the home the way we wanted it to be. To God be the glory for the great things that He continuously does. And as I sit here this August the 3rd, I think back to 1 month ago, July. It was July 2nd when my mother-in-law passed, Nora Hopkins. And this past month of watching our family go through the trials and tribulations of death and grief and uncertainty and just trying to find their way, watching my husband try to find his way now without his father, without his mother, and knowing that God's victory has come for them, that they are no longer in pain, that she's no longer suffering, and that her children must embody the lessons that she put forth. Perseverance. The greater the obstacle, the more glory in overcoming it. Molière. Obstacles, challenges, those are all meant to be given to God, because His grace in these situations is all that we need. His grace and mercy saw me through the challenges of cancer for the fourth time, the challenges of chemo, the challenges of COVID, long COVID, the challenges of coming up and down the stairs for my husband, Michael, who continually morning, noon, and night brought my meals up the stairs, took the trays down the steps, prepared food for me, made sure that everything that I needed, I had. So I'm grateful, dear Lord, that You blessed me with a man that I asked You for. I asked You for a provider. Actually, I was looking for a knight in shining armor. And, you know, we have to be careful what we ask for, because a knight in shining armor, I've never seen one. I've seen them in cartoon storybook characters riding on a horse, always coming to sweep the damsel off of her feet. But that is a story. And in reality, what God gives us are challenges to be overcome. And so through the 44 years of our marriage, I knew in the very beginning that I had a good man, a God-fearing man, a man who revered his mother, and I knew that because he loved his mother and showed care and affection for her, he knew how to treat a woman, and that he would do the same for me. And so as we started young in our life, trying to learn this thing called love and marriage and commitment and family and building, you know, it was a journey. There were many obstacles, but we have overcome them by the grace of God. And so in July 22nd, just a few weeks ago, we celebrated our 44th anniversary. And I give God the glory and the praise because I don't know many people whose marriages have lasted. I don't know many people who have stuck and stayed through the challenges, through the disappointments, through the obstacles that have been put forth in their lives because they believed life was supposed to be perfect. There is no perfection except in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died for us to overcome the sins of this world. We have Him to look to as a source and understanding the healing power that happens in our relationships when we trust Him, that happens in our homes when we trust and love Him, that happens in our bodies when we know that the doctors don't have the answers. So God's grace is all that I need. God's mercy has sustained me and seen me through so many challenges in my life. And today, as I sit here in my office, imagining what the next journey will be, today we'll go and look at some new build communities, because we've looked at some existing homes. And I'm so thankful to our children, to Erica and Adrian, because they have given us support and guidance to help us on this next phase so that we didn't have to go out and figure it out all by ourselves, that they could say to us, Mom and Dad, you deserve to find the home that you want. And if that requires that you build a new home, then Erica said, come and stay with us until it's done. What a great God I have, to have the children that we have, to have a daughter like Erica, who is here, who takes us into her home while our house is being showed to prospective buyers, who allowed us to stay in her home when she first moved in just a year or two ago, and our power went out. And even before she had slept in her new bed, she allowed us to come and sleep in her new bed. And she slept with her daughter, Mariah, so that we could stay during a time that we had no power. And I'm grateful for Adrian and his wife, Jess, because they continually encourage and support us as they are building their life in New York. And yesterday, to congratulate us on our home sale, they sent us a bottle of wine delivered by a local company, Rich Wines. But I say that to say that family is so important. Family love, the love of friends. And it doesn't take a whole lot of friends, and I can count on one hand those that are truly close friends. But even beyond close friends, those in my greater community who are well-wishers, who are prayer warriors, who stand in the gap when prayer is needed, whether I talk to them or not, I know that God has placed them in my life as a support system. And so, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, Father Jesus, I thank you for this new journey we're about to embark on. I thank you for the new home that you're providing for us here on earth. I thank you for all things coming into place as you have designed, even when I can't see them. When we decided we were going to sell, it was May. And I did a calendar and I wrote down these goal dates of what was going to happen. We're going to get the house painted all throughout. I was going to get stuff packed up and boxed up. I hired a company to come and empty out our attic of 39 plus years where we found our wedding photo album. Look back at those pictures of Michael and I, so young and innocent, wide-eyed and ready for a new venture. They cleaned out our attic. I had another company to come and declutter my office. And I sit here now just in amazement of how God has delivered just as I knew he would. Because in May, when I wrote down all these things that were going to happen and the date by which things were going to happen, I said that by our anniversary, July 22nd, we would be ready to list our house. And indeed, we listed on Monday, July the 25th. And on Monday, July 31st, we had an offer, full asking price. Did I want more? Sure. But we get what we ask for. So that's why I say, be mindful what you ask for, because you just might get it. You might not get it the way you expected it. Because, you know, technology today, I sat at my daughter's house and watched my Ring doorbell as people came and went and came and went and came and went and came and went. And then open house on Saturday, people came and went. And on Sunday, I got the call from my realtor to say someone that came on Saturday wanted to see the house again. And so on Monday, they came and they stayed for an hour looking at the house inside, outside. And I had a sense that maybe they might be the ones. But then somebody else on Monday wanted to see the house. And they came and they stayed 5 minutes. And I was like, they didn't see the home that has been prepared for them. They saw a house, a porch, a screen porch, but they didn't see what God was preparing for a new homeowner. And that's what I believe God is doing for me and Michael. He's preparing a new home for us. And I pray that today, as we go out and look at Kenwood Community in Chesterfield, we'd been looking at the Groves in New Kent, and I felt that was a really good deal. The price was good. It was far. And I kind of justified in my mind that, oh, you know, country living will be nice. It's near the wineries and near the horse track. But, you know, there are other things to consider. Like, how close am I to my doctor's office? How close am I to my daughter, because I really want to live very near her, but the price is there, you know, they're a bit high, and it's okay. You know, she okayed and said, Mom, don't just settle for anything just to be near me. Expand your sights. And as we looked at New Kent, you know, she said, it's not near the things that you like to do. And then I passed by this community sometime up and down the road of Hall Street. I had passed by Harper's Mill, but when I looked at the prices, I thought, oh, that's not in my price range. But don't doubt God. Don't doubt his ability to deliver when no one else sees the possibility but you. So today we're going to go to look at this Kenwood Community in Harper's Ridge. It's a 55 plus community, which is what we want. It's everything on one floor, which is what we want. Three beds, two bath, two car garage, what we want. It's a vibrant community, kind of busy. Not sure, you know, if that was really what I wanted. But, you know, our community is kind of quiet. And I believe that having a lot of amenities around us can be nice, whether we need them or not. But definitely when our children come to visit, you know, there'll be some things that they can do as well. There's pools, there's walking trails, you know, there's things for seniors. Everybody's all into the pickleball these days. But whatever, I know that God is preparing a new path for us. And I am grateful, Lord, for you blessing us continually. I am grateful for the 39 years in this home. And I am grateful, dear Lord, that you have never left nor forsaken us, and that you continually are with us. And so, Lord, as Matthew 28:20 says, "And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." And Lord, you have always been with us, and you will always be with us until the end of age. And I thank you, and I give you the honor and the glory for new beginnings, for transitions, and just for the unknown that will come forth pretty soon. September 18th is Michael's birthday, and I marked that on my calendar. I'm going to go back and see what did I say was going to happen on September 18th, other than the fact that it's Michael's birthday, because I was writing all these things down that I expected to happen, the July 22nd listing. And so I'm looking now, what did I write down for September 18th? There's nothing written, but in my mind, I believed that we would have a new home and know where we're going to go. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. No one can make me doubt you. I love you. This has been Joseph's Inspiration, just sharing and pouring my heart out today in gratitude. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Easy, 'cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out, it's
Good morning, and thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. I want to speak to you today about bringing your authentic self to life. What do you think when you hear the word authentic? Do you think real? Or maybe you think true? Well, the word is related to the word author, so you could actually think of it as being able to write your own story. It will be real personal, though. Sometimes there may be people who can agree with you and relate to you and your feelings and ideas. That just may be the making of your tribe. When you're living your own reality, you are the CEO of your life. Make no mistake about that. You speak what you believe. And as long as you do so with love, there's a kind of a natural pride that goes with that. Not the kind of pride that is said to go before a fall from grace. That's the kind that's filled with ego, the edging God out, if you will. That feeling that you alone created whatever it is that needed to be done. No, I'm talking about the kind of pride that says, my thoughts come from God. My energy is the energy of the divine. I choose, and hear that word, choose to listen and to follow. I'm a child of the King and he loves me. Now that's the feeling of, this is who I am and I'm good with that. Because I'm sure that my strength comes from within and takes nothing away from anyone else. I'm open to sharing and connecting with others in a loving manner. Now that's authentic and that's real power. That's the energy that is brought out by staying in touch with your higher self, by taking intentional time to connect and have conversation with God, knowing that a true conversation is one where there is a lot of listening with the ear behind the ear involved. You have to be able to discern the voice of God from the voice of, this is what I want, when I want it, how I want it. And you'll know the difference because sometimes the answer may not be quite what you want to hear, but it still strikes a chord with you. And you innately know that it's something you need to do. But you can be sure that you're not alone because you're talking to your Creator. And it brings with it a power, that kind of power that is just indescribable. Not the kind that controls others. Just the kind that kind doesn't value anybody at all. I'm referring to empowerment and the feeling that comes from knowing you're free to speak your truth in safety with whoever that you're talking to at the time. And maybe in doing so, you can help another to do the same. It's living in the present of who you are and what you represent, but with love. So I suppose you can say that the authentic self is a loving presence. Authentic anything is the original thought. Since the original thought comes from the God force within, we can say that our true authentic purpose in life comes from simple things, like offering your time, your talents to someone who might be in need of what you can do. We're truly lifted ourselves when we stoop to lift another, when the divine within us stretches out its hand to reach the divine in someone else, and we all are full of the divine. That's when we actually have transcended our mere humanness, and you discover who we really are. We're divine emanations sent here to assist others in unearthing the divinity within themselves. And I thank God daily for allowing me to come to this place at this time and to developing in me the attitude to gain all of the knowledge about who and what I am in God's plan. I respect myself enough to know that the qualities that I love and value are what will be attracted to me. And I have formed the habit of keeping that wisdom principle because all thoughts are things. I realize that my spirit will be renewed by daily renewing my mind. That way, I like connecting to the Creator daily. That's why I do it. And sometimes, many times daily is whatever it might need. And it's so important. It allows me to stop and to change my focus from whatever disappointment or whatever dysfunction or destructive thought is looming over that moment. It allows me to change my focus. Ephesians 6:8 says that whatever you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. That's important too, because it says to me, when I'm being my best authentic self in whatever moment, that can cause a domino effect, and it brings truth to power, allowing someone to know that their most innermost self and ideas is safe in our interaction. Being your authentic self at every moment of your life, no matter how small the interaction, is like planting a seed. And we all are walking storehouses of seeds. Seed time, seed energy, seed love, and even money. And your authentic self knows when and where they need to be planted in order to help someone grow and to further yourself on your path. It's amazing how the divine mind can connect and do all of that. Being your authentic self happens when what you do or say in your life at any given moment matches with who you say you are. And sometimes people will struggle with this because it can mean being vulnerable with others to be really seen. Authenticity means you bring and you are constantly being you and making decisions that support your core beliefs. But it can even mean walking away from toxic relationships. This allows you to live the life you wish to live. When you get clear on who you are and what matters to you, you can then walk your path of meaning and joy. And sometimes the fear of being rejected by others will bring some kind of a change because it can stop people from even trying. And that means they put up a mask and they develop the persona that they think will be easier to fit with the beliefs of someone else just to keep down conflict. But this can only last so long. And in some cases, the guilt of betraying yourself can cause illness. It can cause shame and low self-esteem. Now, there are ways of finding your authentic self and keeping yourself authentic. Just ask, when do I feel the most real? And when you're feeling that real, where are you? And who are you with? And how do these people make you feel about being there? And what does being there cost you emotionally and physically? Always try to be present with yourself, regardless to what is happening around you. And that's the big one, because this means you have to remember with your higher self constantly. No matter how many people approve of you or not, stay in connection with your values. You need to remember that. Sometimes, no, it has to be a complete sentence, especially if the things you're saying no to don't serve your highest and best. And find other authentic people to be around to help support you on your path. Take stock of your company. As a child, I used to get told all the time, watch the company you keep because you're going to be judged by who you're with. So search for people who support your dreams, not those that will tear them down or be jealous. And that goes along with the Bible saying of be not unequally yoked. There's nothing worse than feeling you are in the wrong place to be real. Being in company like that makes for a certain confusion and miscommunication and conflicts and arguments. And this will stop any authentic exchange of ideas. It's probably what's going on with our government. Because a passive person will always not be heard. The more assertive one will dominate for better or worse. They make demands of your time. These are energy vampires. They don't care what you need to do. So it may be worthwhile to practice knowing in what circumstances you may need to hold your ground. Not saying dwell on the problem, just step back and see the bigger picture. Just to make sure you know the difference between what you feel internally and what may just be an outside influence. I'm talking about your heart dreams versus your outside obstacles. That's what I call them because they stop you or sidetrack you from your goals. A lot of times when you want to be an authentic person, you're wondering if you're stepping on somebody's toes. You're wondering if they're thinking, well, how does she know so much? And what makes her think she knows so much? And does she think she's better than me? Don't worry about any of that. You have to get in touch with the God part of you. There's nothing more authentic than that God nature within you. Things that seem to be insurmountable. When I have sat down and remembered with the Christ within, and I use that word remember a lot. There's a dash between the R-E and the word member. You are members of the body of Christ, and each one of us is as important as the next. And when the time comes when we forget that, we have to reevaluate. And re means to think back, to go back to that source, that speech of I am because my God is. And when you stop to think and you remember with your Christ itself, you get all of that energy, all of that flows through you to let you know that you are important. And what you say makes a difference. You make a difference. The things that you can bring to the table make a difference. You can be assertive without being mean. And you can be vulnerable without being passive, but it takes work. Your authenticity is actually your faith at stake. Because if you don't know what you are faithful to, who you are faithful to, what you stand for, what you want to represent, and what you want people to see you represent, you get lost. And that brings a lack of faith in yourself. And at a deeper level, it's actually saying that you have a lack of faith in God. Now, I know nobody wants to say that, but there are times when things have happened so badly in this world that the people that they happen to lose faith, if only for a minute. I can remember a time in my life that I lost faith. It didn't take me long to get it back because I am rooted and grounded. But if I was really rooted and grounded, I feel like I wouldn't have lost faith at all. But the human side of me said, you have tried everything. Why bother? The divine side of me said, you have tried everything. Now give it to me.
the author and finisher of your faith, and faith that can't be broken. You see, there is nothing that keeps us separate from God except us. We're the ones that put a separation between God and who we are, when in essence, we have the power of God within us. We are made in the image and likeness. He breathed into man his spirit. So what can ever separate you except your stinking thinking? When you forget all of the good, all of the things that God went through to save man, and you forget that he knew the big picture, he knew you, formed you in your mother's womb, you kind of lose your faith. You kind of lose. You're not in touch with who you really are. And you lose your authenticity, your originality, your purpose. Your purpose is so big, no matter what part you play. It's like that saying, is the foot not part of the body because it's not the brain? Everybody is necessary. There are no unnecessary people in God's plan. Even if the people are so arrogant and they upset you so much, that's a purpose. That's to show you if they can push a button where you need to love yourself more. And to be authentic is to know what will set you off and take you away from that connection. And to be authentic means to be able to get it back, to just say, cancel, and Father, I repent, and please, Holy Spirit, fill me. That's the thing that separates us from animals. We can pray. We know who we are. And it's not just intuition, it's fact. We are the emanations of God. We are the hands and feet of God, the authentic, original, first cause source. And if you have just a spark of that divine within you, nurture it. Gather everything that you know that is good and bring it to bear within you. Keep it there, pressed down in your heart, so that when things do happen, you can pull them up. Things happen so fast in this world, you don't have time to ask Google or to grab a Bible and try to find it. You have to have it already in you. The authentic you is the one that's so connected to God, you glow. Just like Moses did coming down off the mountain. I would love for my face to shine like that so others know that I'm connected to God. Yes, we are human, but we are spirit having a human experience. So I ask you today, don't let the spirit side die because the human side lives in fear. Strengthen your divinity. Strengthen everything within you and just release it to God. He'll give you the power. He'll give you the word. He'll give you the strength. I enjoy so much being able to speak to people and to come to people and let them know that they matter. Who they are makes a difference, because that makes me know that who I am makes a difference. This is Reverend Lydia, and I thank you for being that difference in my life and helping me stay authentic. Be blessed.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it. It ain't easy, 'cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out, it started changing,
trust in him, and yeah, I believe it. So I can pick myself back up and keep on telling me, no, my God's not done. Make me a masterpiece. No, my God's not done.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.